if the world is even if the world is deterministic, it is a world which is valid for me. So he really believed only in the existence of the dream of subjective experience. I'm living at this moment, I'm having this dream. And within that dream, I realize that every aspect of my dream follows into a scheme of a deterministic world. So this would, I might think that because my world that appears in my dream is deterministic, I am deterministic too. But actually this is not, this conclusion is not correct. It could, since the dream is played to me as a dream, and within the dream everything looks consistent. This doesn't mean that I could not make free decisions, because my own free decisions was could be incorporated into the next version of the dream. And therefore, so consciousness is bigger.
308,000 inspectors, making 2,506 inspection visits.
In Iraq. And these inspection visits remind us of the free will issue in the deterministic world that we just discussed. Please continue.
Most of them are hand-picked members.
Mm-hmm. So we are in our world, in our theological world.
It's impossible to meet.
It's impossible to meet.
So it's unacceptable.
Not necessarily.
It's an emergency meeting of parliament.
It's a okay, we have an emergency meeting too.
They will then decide whether they agree. 40-41.
Maybe we should also make a decision whether we all agree.
2002.
Here, 41-2002.
They decide what's best right now for.
Right now, that's frightening.
What's preventing from attacking there?
Who will decide what is best?
It's far from tension. In the relaxed atmosphere.
Raise your hands, yes.
It's a mere distraction.
Oh, I'm opposed to distractions whenever they occur. Please do not let happen any destruction. We are constructive people. We are in a generative context here, not in a destructive context.
There's a White House.
And we hope the White House is constructive.
There's speech on Monday. And it has no choice to comply with the resolution?
Mm-hmm. We all comply with every resolution made by fate and Laplace's demon.
It has been a decade of systematic deception.
We all live in a world where we don't know whether we are not systematically deceived.
Saddam Hussein will fully disarm.
Oh, that was the voice of President Bush. So I don't say anything. Please continue.
It's a voice to disarm him.
Yes, one has always disarmed by charm. that rhymes. But, you hear something that we don't hear, I guess.
I hear something you don't hear.
Yeah.
Iraq disarmed more than a decade ago. It's been a decade of systematic deception.
Mm-hmm.
On met obligations, on punished violations.
Mm-hmm. And of starving children.
It's analog game.
It's an analog game? Maybe it's also a digital game, yes.
To improve that it's done so.
It's hard to improve the world. But we all have to try to do that.